Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Years ago, during a Fish and Game hearing, I got into an argument with a Fish and Game employee over a proposed fee increase on boat licenses. I was voting no because I'd promised my constituents that I wouldn't raise their taxes. The official argued that this was not a tax, but rather a fee. We heard arguments like this all the time, as if middle-aged legislators weren't smart enough to apply the duck test. You remember the duck test. If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it's probably a duck. In my mind, fees were taxes, pure and simple, and playing silly semantic games didn't change the fact. Call them what you like, revenue offsets, tariffs, duties, or revenue enhancers, they're all involuntary payments made by individuals to support government. Another silly semantic game is the use of the term regulation rather than law. Regulations are put in place by agencies and laws are put in place by legislators, but they both have the same effect. They limit freedom, and in some ways, regulations are much more sinister. They create a drag on the economy, in many cases they put people out of work, and they're created by nameless, faceless bureaucrats who are not accountable to anyone. A good example was Alaska in the 1980s, when the Environmental Protection Agency put 4,000 gold miners out of business overnight by requiring that the water returned to rivers and streams after running through sluice boxes be cleaner than the water that came out of the stream in the first place. This regulation was utter foolishness, but it stood, and the miners were out of a job. We've gotten to the point where every year, local, state, and federal agencies create tens of thousands of new regulations, and the chance of reversing any of them is practically nil. This happened when legislative bodies began granting what's called rulemaking authority, in effect, shirking their own responsibility and passing it off to others. The problem is that it's become an out-of-control monster, with new regulations piling up and the economy reeling under their weight. This week, taxes and regulations came together in the perfect storm when the IRS announced new rules to implement a 3.8% surtax to fund Obamacare. It's a surtax specifically on capital gains and dividends on those couples making more than $250,000 per year, and yet this simple change led to 159 pages of new rules. No wonder people feel as though we've lost control of our government. We have. But more importantly, I think we've forgotten some of the basic tenets of our representative republic, namely the roles of the three branches. The legislative branch is supposed to make the laws, the executive branch enforces the laws, and the judicial branch applies the law. We're not supposed to have agencies, departments, quasi-governmental boards, and quasi-judicial boards making the laws that you and I have to live under. These agencies are now setting their sights on the church. They want churches to pay taxes, they want ministers to become state licensed before they can do marriage counseling, and they want to control what's said from the pulpit. We need to claw this authority back from these agencies before it's too late. Any way you slice it, fees are taxes and regulations are laws. Remember, if it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.